So, Jackson County Central cheerleading, the competitive cheerleading season, includes a state championship this year. We're talking to the head coach, Jill Winter. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
So, take me through that weekend. It happened several weeks ago now, but just take me through how that went for you guys.
Yeah. So, we went to, it's called the Great State of Minnesota Cheer Off. We have three categories we have to go through. We have a sideline category, a timeout category, and then the school song. So the girls have to go through and they are judged on their presentation, how they take in the crowd, you know, their vocals, their spiriting, all of the above. And they got out there and the girls said they looked up and they saw the judges' faces and they just all kind of, you know, had the big wide eyes and the big smiles. So they knew they did pretty good on some of the things. But when it came down to it, it usually comes between us and STMA, and they are a very good competitor for us. And when it came down to it, we ended up bringing home first and they got second. So we were pretty excited about that.
I know a lot of hard work goes into that. How do you come up with, you know, a routine each year? How much does that change? Take me through that part of the process.
Okay. So for the sideline one, what we do is we watch the girls throughout the season for sideline, for the sideline competition. And we just try to go with the best cheer that they do just at games and at practice. Same with our timeout cheer. School song, we try to add it, build it up a little bit every year. For the most part, we, you know, watch them through the year for the sideline. For the competition season, we do a lot of searching online for certain ideas. The coaches get together with the captains. We kind of go through on, you know, what we've done in the past or what we think we could do in the future. And we do a lot of talking before the routine actually gets started.
And who is on the staff, of course?
So it's myself. My daughter, Elena, is the assistant coach, and Liz Castillo is our volunteer coach.
And so that team, of course, like, what is the season for competitive? Because there's the competitive stuff. There's stuff that people probably see at the halftime things, and we've referenced that a little bit. So what does all that kind of look like as far as the calendar?
Because we are blessed with an amazing football team, competition cheer usually starts around October, November. But we actually don't get started until football's over. I don't like to go to any comps until we can, because we do have two separate teams. The majority of the football team is also on comp. I don't like to go to any competitions till we're done, so we can actually just focus on the practices for competition. So we usually start in December, and then it goes through the first week in February is the state comp.
Yeah, so that's an important difference. I wanted to absolutely talk about that because, like you said, there's the fall part of it, there's all that outdoor stuff, and then there's the competitive portion of it. You had this competition in the fall, but you have the spring stuff, which you did well in last year too.
We did. We took home second last year. We lost first by 0.4. So it was, that was a little bit of a disappointment. Last year we had amazing because we had a girl sick at the last minute. So we threw in one of our girls that was on the football team. She wasn't actually on the comp team. She didn't know the routine at all. She got up that morning and we threw her in. She learned it in a morning. So the fact that we threw her in, that was Izzy Grind, by the way. She graduated. And then Romy Rosenbrook also, she based for comp all of last season. And we threw her up in the air as a flyer. And the fact that we only lost by 0.4 by throwing those two in at the last minute, you know, was amazing.
And speaking of football season, one of the highlights that I know has gotten a lot of attention, and I'm glad that we kind of were able to connect a little bit later on in the season, is the combination with JCC and Wyndham during a regular season game.
Okay, so Wyndham wants to try to get a comp team. They want to try to start stunting. They had a coach come in, it was either last year or the year before, and she's had nothing to do with cheer. She just came in. So she reached out to me to see if the girls could help her and their team learn to stunt. So we've been kind of working with them on the sidelines, you know, back in the shadows. And when they had their game, they were doing the cancer night. We kind of wanted to do something for that as well. And so I reached out to their coach and asked them, you know, is there any way we could join you in their halftime? And they actually thought that was a really neat idea. And it went really well. We just had that day. We went at 3:30 after school that day to practice together and put it together just that day. So for the fact that it went as well, miles it did. I was pretty impressed.
Yeah, just in the hours before that, basically, is when the finishing touches were
booked. Yeah. She wanted to announce us, and then we decided, no, it'd be more fun just to have us come out and, you know, surprise everybody. So,
yeah, like I said, I'm glad that we were able to highlight that a little bit too. And like you said, you guys usually follow the football team, especially wherever they go, but also, you know, volleyball and stuff like that. I saw you out of cross country as well, especially the home meet. And so what is that part of it like for the team?
For the team, it breaks up the season a little bit. It gives them something new to do, something fun to do. They enjoy doing it. I enjoy doing it. I hope to do it more often.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
And speaking of, obviously, there's sometimes some travel and stuff involved in that. So how do you guys manage that, and who helps out with that as well?
So Brett Bartholomew is a great help to us, not just with the travel, but with everything. Since he's been here, cheer has been so much more for JCC. He's really gotten us noticed more. He's gotten us out there. He's, you know, the boys take charter buses. You know, we've normally gotten school buses. He's gotten it. So, you know, we're equal with everybody. And that's a lot. But Brett does a lot of the coordination with transportation and all of that.
You haven't had any kind of fundraisers or anything like that, even throughout the year, or mm-hmm. one-time things, or however you do that?
So we always do take over Pizza Ranch.
Right.
So we did that already. We have the MYFL concession stands that we share with the elementary cheer team. We just do, and then we do little things throughout the year. Those are our main ones that we do.
How rewarding and maybe important is it to have the, you know, high school level student athletes be with the younger cheerleaders and stuff like that too? Because we were just talking to the youth football program the other day too. And so, like, what is that kind of connection like?
It's nice. I know the little girls love it. When I coached elementary cheer years back, the girls would always ask for the older girls to come in. So I know that's a big thing. The big girls like to go and show them what they can do, teach them how to do it. They get pretty excited when we get to go work with them. They kind of choose up like a little sister. So it's nice. Yeah.
A lot to get excited about in a lot of different ways. So thank you for the time that you've already given. Any other thoughts or things you want to share right this moment?
We have a very good team this year. We have, the girls have become a family, and it shows. You know, other years we've had, and it's always been, we've always had a good cheer team, always. When you can tell that the girls are all connected, things just flow so much better. And this year, it's been an amazing connection for everybody. We've had great leaders for football. Mila Folly, Kira Christian, and Naylee Ayers are our captains. And they're amazing with the girls. The girls respect them. So that helps a lot on a coach's perspective, too.
And it's kind of a rare and unique thing to have this, especially in this area. So that's something I know that you guys take a lot of pride in.
It is. We are trying to bring cheer more down to this area. We tried to have a home competition this year. Unfortunately, we didn't get enough people signed up, so we had to cancel it. But we're going to keep trying every year, hoping that more schools, and we're trying to bring schools in from the area too that don't do the stunting and all of that. You know, they find that intimidating. So we were trying to bring it in that we could just come in and like do a sideline competition and just to, you know, celebrate cheer, because it's, people see cheer as standing on the sidelines, you know, and that it's not a sport, and that's not the case at all. There's a lot goes into it. If they could just, I did have somebody come to me and say, if they could come watch our practice, they'd find out that it's not, you know, not a sport, that this is just as much of a sport as anything else.
And speaking of events on the weekend and things like that, special events, you know, the camp part of things, I know that you guys have done something like that, but you've also gone down the road. And speaking of, we're only been able to get with her again.
We did. That was amazing. You know, when we saw her and saw what she can do, she flew. I mean, she went in the air. She went way in the air, and things that they were teaching our girls, even, you know, they were doing one man's with just the flyer and one person underneath. And that's something we don't get here with the co-ed. And seeing Romy go and do all that, it brings tears to my eyes, you know, just knowing that she came from here, you know, that we helped her get to where she's at. And she's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Any final thoughts?
I don't think so. I just want to thank the community and the school and everything for getting us the recognition that these girls deserve. It's getting better and better every year, and we really appreciate it.
Well, thanks a lot for your time and breaking it down.
Sounds good.
That's Jill Winter with the Jackson County Central Cheerleading Squad. Competitively, of course, state champions here in the fall, and trying to support some other ones making a state run as well here later in the fall. Thank you out there for listening.